The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
As a kid, I attended a public school in a small rural town in the 1970s and early 80s. Even though it was a small public school, as I look back today, I can see we were, even then, being indoctrinated with a globalist agenda. It certainly wasn't as blatant or nearly as aggressive as it is in today's public schools, but it was there. The climate change cult was especially busy telling us a global ice age would occur, likely before we graduated from high school. Of course, now we can look back and see that the Ice Age propaganda eventually changed to the global warming propaganda, and now they simply call it climate change. But the radical environmentalist cabal has been using this as a fear tactic for decades. Today, it's obvious to see and understand this is just a tool the globalists use as a means of control. Still, the government has been using weather manipulation for years, especially in the last decade or two, and anyone who's witnessed the skies filled with a checkerboard pattern of chemtrails can see with their own eyes that we're being sprayed with who knows what, and we can only guess the purpose, though it's obvious it's not for the benefit of human or animal life on Earth. And for some reason, everyone in our public school was required to read George Orwell's book, 1984. Perhaps following the code of the Luciferians, they had to tell us what they were planning in advance before they did it. Now we're literally living out the scenario of that book. Who would have ever thought it possible? Good is now called evil, and evil is now called good, and there can be no discussion or debate. That's not allowed. Truth is censored and scrubbed from public view. News of government-orchestrated disasters is put through the spin cycle of the mainstream media and then dispatched down the memory hole as if it never happened. Today's public school students are too young to remember 9/11, and schools are not required to teach it in history class. And as a society, we have a very short attention span and memory. Although it's only been 3 years now, most have already forgotten the draconian measures our government forced upon us with the COVID scamdemic. Have we forgotten that they forced people to stay home? Have we forgotten how they forced everyone to wear masks in public, recirculating their own CO2 through their lungs all day long? Have we forgotten the children being reported to police by neighbors simply for playing outdoors in their own front yards? Does anyone remember how they wrapped playground equipment in plastic snow fencing to keep kids from playing outdoors? People driving alone in their cars or riding their bikes while wearing masks? People arrested for going to the beach on a hot summer day without a mask? Do you recall the number 6 everywhere you looked? 6 on the doors, 6 on the floors, 6 at the checkout registers. And what about the government forcing churches to lock their doors while allowing liquor stores and pot dispensaries to remain open? Or those who are arrested for attending church in their cars, in church parking lots, the cars parked 6 feet apart? The cancellation of the 4th of July parades and celebrations, the cancellation of everything. And still today, I see people wearing masks in public, as if those nasty things are doing them any good at all. They pull them out of their dirty pockets and put them on their faces before entering a public place. How sanitary is that? To say nothing of the millions who lined up to get their COVID jabs, many of whom have since suffered irreparable harm and death. People are so easily manipulated. But getting back to the public schools, I don't care where you live or how good you think your local school is, I wouldn't send any kid to any public school or college today. These places have become nothing more than indoctrination centers pushing communism and perversion. Even at the college age level, students don't have the capacity for critical thinking, nor do they have reasoning skills or the basic knowledge to refute the lies being force-fed into their brains. They're taught to obey the authorities, trust the science, the teacher knows best, the doctor knows best, government exists to take care of you. Today, the current generation of public school students are on the fast track toward global communism and sexual deviancy. Since the official Obama years, there's been a drastic spike in public school students coming out as homosexuals. And over the past 3 years of Obama's third term, there's been a drastic spike in kids with gender dysphoria. Even if this were a real thing, which it's not, any thinking person would seek mental health care for kids with any kind of real dysphoria. But instead, we're now told we must embrace and celebrate this mental delusion and illness, because to do otherwise would be harmful to the child. Yet those who trust the science believe that pumping testosterone into 11-year-old girls or estrogen into 11-year-old boys and then surgically removing their sexual organs is absolutely fine. Castrating young boys and sterilizing young girls is irreversible and assures they'll never be able to reproduce, never be able to have children of their own, never live a normal life. This is absolute child abuse. We're talking about things leftists would never, ever even allow for pedophiles or the worst of sexual predators. Yet they're doing it to our kids, and we're not allowed to think or say anything about it unless we are affirming it. Even parents no longer have the right to raise their children as they wish. Now the almighty state is the parent. School teachers work behind parents' backs to indoctrinate their kids with all manner of sexual perversion and confusion, and then they're allowed to help them transition to the opposite gender, and parents are not even allowed to know about it. Those who find out and oppose these measures are often criminalized, and many have had their children taken away from them by force. Caring parents are now the child abusers, while the actual abusers, and the worst possible type of abusers, mind you, are the heroes. There was a time when you'd go directly to jail for distributing pornography to children. Now that same pornography has become mandatory reading in our public schools. Recently, a federal judge ruled against a group of parents in Montgomery County, Maryland, saying they have no fundamental right to opt their elementary school-aged children out of reading LGBTQ+ books that are deemed mandatory by the school's curriculum. In Texas, a powerful school board governing the entire city of Austin has approved new sexual education standards that some are calling a dream scenario for pedophiles. The new curriculum teaches that there are 50 different genders, gives instructions on how to apply condoms, and even offers tips on how to perform graphic sexual positions. It also instructs children how to receive birth control and abortions without their parents' consent. Recently, the nation's largest teachers union voted to officially promote child sex change operations for children age 5 to 12, and public schools are now allowing children to identify as cats, horses, and dinosaurs. You heard me right. This is from an article published in June of last year by London's Daily Telegraph. According to an investigation, schools in the UK are now allowing children to identify as all sorts of things. At a state secondary school in Wales, one student is said to meow when asked questions by a teacher. In other schools, one apparently insists on being addressed as a dinosaur. One claims to identify as a horse, while another wears a cape and demands to be acknowledged as a moon. When a 13-year-old girl in one of those schools objected to her classmate being affirmed by teachers as being a cat, the teacher called her despicable. This 13-year-old student recorded the conversation with the teacher. The teacher is heard saying, "Gender is not linked to the parts you were born with. Gender is about how you identify." This teacher then added, "You are talking about the idea that cisgender is the norm, that you identify with the sexual organ you were born with. That's basically what you're saying, which is really despicable." She then insinuated that the girl is homophobic and warned she'd be expelled from the school for thinking this way. While this particular story is from the UK, the same things are going on in American public schools. We now have litter boxes in restrooms for students who identify as cats. And the New York State Education Department recently released 42 pages of new guidance for public schools that includes a section about keeping children's gender transitions a secret from parents. The report, titled "Creating a Safe, Supportive, and Affirming School Environment for Transgender and Gender Expansive Students," maintains that a student's gender identity should be based on the student's own assertion, and that administrators should keep such information from families if they deem it necessary. How are things on our American college campuses? A veteran biology professor in Texas, who's been teaching that sex is determined by X and Y chromosomes, was fired after four students walked out of his classroom. Dr. Johnson Varkey has claimed that he was let go from his teaching position at St. Philip's College in San Antonio after he was accused of religious preaching. And in Hernando County, Florida, a fifth grade teacher has stated that parental rights are gone when your child is in the public school system. Also in Florida, a pastor was forcibly removed from a school board meeting for reading aloud from a pornographic book found in the local public school library. This happened at the Indian River County School Board meeting. The pastor simply read one sentence from the book before his microphone was cut off and he was arrested. Other parents at the meeting attempted to read from other pornographic books from the local school library, and they were also cut off. So how is this all working out for the children? After all, they tell us this is all for the good of the children. Well, a mother in Appomattox County, Virginia, is now suing her local school district because district employees allegedly transitioned her 14-year-old daughter, who was later placed by the public defender in an all-male juvenile facility where she was sexually assaulted and later kidnapped, raped, and sex trafficked after she ran away from the facility. The mom had no idea that her daughter was identifying as male at school because school administrators made sure to keep that a secret from her. And the Los Angeles Unified School District now has a rainbow club for children as young as five. According to the description, rainbow clubs are for celebrating lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, non-binary, queer, questioning, intersex, ace, and two-spirit identities. These clubs are run by the local schools. I could go on with more of these stories, but there are just too many. The indoctrination and grooming of our children by demonic, perverted public school officials, teachers, and school board members is staggering. It's one thing if you're an adult and want to act out sexual deviancy in your own life, but as the LGBTQP+ crowd has told us, they're now coming for our kids, and they're not ashamed to admit it. Parents who object are labeled as domestic terrorists. This is child abuse at the highest levels of perversion. It needs to stop. And if you don't think it's happening where you live, you better wake up. It's everywhere. While students in China are learning reading, writing, and arithmetic, students in our country are learning sodomite sex. This is the agenda of those who want to crush America. They're killing our kids, destroying their minds and souls. Should not all of us make time to care about that? Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com and ask for message number 423.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.